Well, g'day folks, and welcome back to Flying Down Under. I'm Steve.
And I'm Grant.
Back with another look at flying down here in the Great Southern Land. And Grant, guess what? Just for something different, we've been out visiting another air show.
That's right, mate, but this one had a twist. We went on a road trip, 1,600 kilometres there and back.
1,600 kilometres. Grant, how many ounces is that for our American friends?
About 1,000 miles.
Yes, I'll tell you what, all I know is, Grant, that we drove all the way through the night to get to this air show, but when we got there at the Wings over Illawarra air show up there in Wollongong, New South Wales, boy, what a fantastic show they put on.
Oh, it was great, mate. Very diverse range of aircraft, from jets through to Super Constellation, Caribou, and the PBY Catalina. Lots of great aircraft, but mate, there was one that I think was pretty good.
Yeah. Oh, what, you mean the C-130J that our Air Force brought down?
Well, that may have been your favourite, but I'm talking about the one that we were sitting really close to all day while we were recording.
Absolutely. In fact, we were very lucky to be set up in the hangars of Southern Biplanes, Grant, and they've got a wonderful, beautiful, wonderfully restored Boeing Stearman.
That's right, mate. And here's Chief Pilot Chris Clark talking about that Stearman and about the barnstorming that they do out in the country and also how he learned how to fly.
I grew up in an aviation family, my father in the GA and airlines over the last 30-odd years. After leaving school, went and learnt to fly at Sydney Aerobatics and really fell in love with the stick and rudder side of flying. So my ambition to become an airline pilot sort of started to diminish. And so, yeah, I really got hooked on it and doing aerobatics, and my professional career began at the Red Baron as a line pilot flying the pit special. I later became an aerobatic instructor there and spent 6 years teaching people aerobatics. Towards the end of my time at Red Baron, I sort of fell in love with the idea of the retro side of aviation, the golden years of the DC-3s, Stearmans, and the Barnstormers. And so I got this idea that maybe we could start something here at Wollongong, running some adventure flights, but in a more modern version of what they used to do in the 1940s and 50s. And so that's how Southern Biplanes came about. And about 18 months ago, we launched and got our air operator certificate, and we've been going strong since.
And you launched with the Stearman?
Yeah, we started with the Stearman, which we named Lilliwarra in recognition of our local area that we grew up and fly in.
Which is the Illawarra.
The Illawarra, of course, which to me is probably one of the nicest places to fly, especially in the Sydney Basin.
What makes it so nice?
Well, we take off and we're straight over the coast, for a starter. We've got some of the most amazing beaches, and not only that, we've got the Illawarra Escarpment rising out of the sea, which is quite an awesome sight in itself. So, you know, within minutes after taking off, we're up to height doing aerobatics in an open cockpit biplane.
Now, I understand you went to the US to pick up this aircraft.
Yeah, we went over about nearly 2 years ago now after a long hunt. It took about 18 months of research to find the right aircraft and decide on the Stearman as well. We went through multiple different types of airplanes, Wacos, Great Lakes, Stearman, Pitts, and narrowed it down to the Stearman.
What made you select the Stearman over everything else?
I guess it's an iconic aircraft for a starter, and it's an aircraft that's built and has stood up to the test of time, really. 10,000 built in the 40s, and now still over 1,000 flying in the world. And so I think that's a real testament to the strength and the glamour of that aeroplane.
Well, given it was built as a trainer, if they're still flying now after all this time, they must have been built pretty damn well.
Absolutely.
Well, there's a certain romance, isn't there, with the Stearman? I mean, it's quite a graceful aircraft for its time, even though it was built as a military trainer. I guess you could really push that romantic angle, couldn't you, for when you're trying to picture adventure flights, yeah.
So why this particular Stearman? Were you just looking for any Stearman? Or?
No. One of my main criteria was that I wanted a barnstorming Stearman. So I didn't want to stick with the typical Army Air Corps or Navy colours and make it look like a military aeroplane. Where I wanted the company and the aeroplane to sit is in that post-war era where they were used as rides machines and also ag aircraft, very versatile aeroplane.
Thus the beautiful red colour.
Exactly, and when I saw this one come up, met all the criteria as far as, you know, times to run and when the aircraft had been restored and that sort of thing. And we actually, we found this one, went over to New Hampshire and the east coast of America, pulled her apart and brought her back to Australia.
Okay. Let's talk about how she handles. What's the classic speeds and things like that?
Okay, so she's not built for speed. It cruises about 95 miles an hour, so we don't get anywhere in a hurry. As far as handling goes, the aircraft is very stable, built like a trainer. But the control harmony is very, you know, the controls are very well harmonized, and it's it doesn't do anything out of the ordinary. It's a very predictable and pleasurable airplane to fly.
So it's only got the ailerons on the lower wing, so it's not got a snappy roll rate.
Absolutely, it's not a pit special. With the bottom ailerons only, they're fighting against that top wing, so the roll rate is down a little bit, but it's still quite capable as an aerobatic airplane.
I'm just curious about the fuel burn. I mean, it's a radial engine. I mean, is it quite thirsty on the fuel?
Not as much as you'd expect. It's a 670 cubic inch engine, so we're talking quite a big displacement, but it's only doing 220 horsepower, and cruise kind of power settings, we get in around 55 litres an hour.
What kind of engine is it?
Yeah, this particular Stearman has a Continental W670, yep. Which is seven-cylinder radial, and it's swinging a fixed-pitch timber propeller.
And that gives it a fair bit of grunt to get off the ground, and so it's built for climb, or...?
Absolutely. The whole aircraft, I mean, you know, that's why they made such a good ag aeroplane, as they could haul a big load out of a relatively short strip.
You've mentioned the word barnstorming a few times there, and you've indicated your love of that barnstorming era. I understand you're recreating that these days.
Absolutely. I mean, that was sort of where I wanted to take Southern Biplanes, but, you know, in my former job flying up at the Red Baron, I was involved with air displays and that kind of stuff, and in the process found about these guys that would go town to town doing these amazing stunts and taking people flying for joyrides, and I thought that's something we don't have in Australia, and it would be such a cool thing to go town to town taking people on rides in the Stearman.
Okay, so you're doing this barnstorming, but I take it you don't just grab the plane, go out and come back. What do you do?
No, absolutely not. Part of barnstorming is really embracing the communities and also providing a platform for the local aero clubs around New South Wales to let people know that they're there, because what we're finding is that most people in these towns don't know that the aero clubs even exist. And it's an opportunity for the aero clubs to raise a bit of awareness and possibly even a bit of funds through there. Each one of them does a a cookout on the Saturday night that we're there, and it's a big, you know, big party.
You go out there, you fly around that weekend, spend the Saturday night out there, fly back here, then go to a different place the next weekend?
Yeah, absolutely. So what we do is actually we head out to a country town. We've pre-organised it with the local aero club. We basically just rock up and put our sign out and wait for people to turn up. And actually, surprisingly, we get out early in the morning, fly around the town. By midday, we're full.
Yeah, yeah, it's that classic thing of the aircraft advertises itself by just getting out and
absolutely
flying.
And it's an aircraft that flies slowly. It stands out in the air, makes the right noise.
And what a beautiful noise that is, Grant.
Oh, absolutely, mate. Totally wonderful listening to that aircraft start up, taxi out and fly away.
Yes, it really was gleaming there on the day, and we really want to thank Southern Biplanes. Folks, if you'd like to have a look at that aircraft, you can always check that out at www.southernbiplanes.com.au.
That's right, mate. Well worth checking out, especially that barnstorming bit. I really like that.
You know, Grant, I wouldn't mind doing a bit of barnstorming myself, and you know what? If we did it down here, we'd be barnstorming upside down.
That's right, mate, because here in Australia, we're always barnstorming inverted.